And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
What are you doing and why are you making me watch it?
I'm waltzing.
Are you?
Shut up. This is why I have to pre-dance so that I don't get mocked ruthlessly during actual dance practice.
Isn't the point of practicing that no one expects you to be good?
I expect me to be good. I have standards. Everyone else should get on my level.
I'm starting to get why it was so hard to beat you when we were still rivals.
We were never rivals. I'm unparalleled.
You're offbeat.
Oh, shoot. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Count in your head. I see you counting in your head. Relax your eyebrows. Woman, damn!
I hate choreography. I get too hung up on it. But if you throw me on a dance floor at a club, I'll twerk the night away.
You a what? What club have you ever been to? And I know you don't know how to twerk.
I never said I was good at it, but I'll do it.
If this were court, I know you'd just be perjuring yourself.
You'll see at the wedding plus one.
I don't know. This feels like a real Ark of the Covenant situation. Like, I shouldn't be looking directly at it. Leo's gonna be at this dance practice, yeah?
Yeah.
How are you feeling? All right, this might be weird, but I'm rooting for you and your little illegal boyfriend.
We called a truce a couple weeks ago. I went to dinner at Ellie's place, and Leo and I passed the salt without screaming.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're the picture of civility.
So civil that you can dance together.
If we end up dancing together, yeah, it'll only be a few minutes of my life. I can handle that.
And if you can't, feel free to give me a call. I may not be in the bridal party, but I can waltz like nobody's business.
You let me waltz in front of you when you can dance like that?
Again, I didn't know it was waltzing when you were doing it.
You're listening to Life with Leo from Atypical Artists. This is Season 2, Episode 5, Life with Dancing, by Octavia Bray.
Janine! It's been too long, beautiful.
Aaron! I forgot you were gonna be here.
Oh, ouch. You stay immune to my charms, I see.
Think of it as karmic payback for all the hearts you've broken up and down the West Coast.
What can I say? The girls, gays, and theys love me, and I love them right back.
But only for a limited time.
Oh, you were not this feisty last time I saw you. What changed? Who stole the stick you were storing up your ass?
Leo. He's over there.
Oh, So you upgraded to a more fun stick.
Ew. I can't believe you're related to Aggie.
And I can't wait to be related to Ellie. We're going to have so much fun corrupting you and your new boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend. We broke up. Technically not a breakup since we weren't officially together, but yeah, we're not a thing. We're cool, though. There was like a truce and everything.
Uh-huh. Okay, that was all very chill, and I completely believe that you are moved on.
Today, I will lead you in the steps for a gorgeous dance to be performed before all the guests at the wedding, followed by a beautiful waltz. You all are here because you are more than just regular guests, yes? You are the favorites. You are the best.
This guy gets it.
I, too, was the best. For years, I was a prized instructor for the ballet. But now, I am here with you, a collection of heavy-footed commoners who threaten to test every liter of my patience.
He, makes me afraid to let him down, but I'm definitely gonna let him down.
I'm pretty light on my feet.
Dance with me if you want to live.
What do you say?
I say, do you want me dead? Look at the death glares I'm getting from the bridal party.
Everybody wants a piece of Aaron.
Yeah, go ahead and let somebody else have my slice.
Everyone, find this spot on the floor and face me. Face your destiny.
You can stand next to me, Aaron. I'll be on your other side.
Wow, look in the mirror. Don't we look good together?
He'd look better with me. Has your brother always been this much of a sex magnet?
Yes, you just never noticed because you used to be the same way.
That's the power of love, baby.
Right. You will be at the center of the dance group, so you do not need to worry about placement.
Great!
I was never going to worry about it anyway, to be fair.
For now, simply focus on your steps. You will be the stars of the show. All eyes will be on you. The hopes of the theater rest on your shoulders, my swan.
He's totally working through his issues with us, huh?
As long as we look great at our wedding, it's whatever. Okay, color me impressed. I knew you had moves, but you're nailing this choreography.
Loving a kindergarten teacher has made me great at following directions. Unlike some people.
You spin clockwise. Clockwise. Oh, have none of you ever seen a clock?
But if I turn clockwise, I can't see Aaron.
Join the club.
You're not going to do anything about that?
Let Sergei handle them. Kindergarten is not in session.
You're not fighting for the chance to be Aaron's dance partner?
I took an elbow to the ribs just for being willing to walk away. These people have a sickness.
There is something magnetic about him.
Don't tell me you're feeling the pull.
And what if I am? I have been taking time to think about what I like, now that the code does not compel my attention towards you.
Right. Well, that was the point.
Yes. Aaron does have qualities that I find attractive. He appears to be social, energetic, and open. He also has well-defined triceps, and that's a hard muscle to train.
I have none of those things. Well, fine. We're all single adults here. You can feel magnetized by whoever you want.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like you haven't seen anyone since I moved out, right?
Right.
Right?
I had a friends with benefits thing for a minute with Michael.
Michael? Parker?
Weird, I know, but he's really been there for me since our whole thing.
I thought you said you used to be friends with benefits. Past tense, as in no longer.
Things are pretty light on the benefits. We dropped them and just decided to stay friends.
Oh, good.
Good?
I just think that you can do better.
Oh yeah? Who do you think is better?
I'm not sure. Maybe someone like...
Aaron! Aaron! Penny! Aaron!
Cease this stampede! Find the ballet in your soul. Aaron, just pick someone to twirl and end this madness.
Hey, over there!
He's looking at us.
Just ignore him and finish what you were saying.
He really needs to twirl someone. You'd better go, quick!
Hey there. Sorry. I didn't choose this. It chose me. Please don't jump me in the parking lot.
No promises.
Do you not want me as your sister-in-law? Is that why you're doing this?
In my defense, I was trying to dance with your ex.
That's your defense?
You said you were moved on!
You're right. I am. If you want to flirt with Leo, go for it. But if you tap dance on his heart, I'll be like, whatever about it, because that's none of my business.
I'm going to take you at face value, because I've got needs.
And shimmy jazz hands!
Shockingly, you make jazz hands look classy.
The secret is the shoulders.
Oh, really?
Some people would say the wrists, but those people are giving subpar jazz hands.
I bet they are.
Okay, take it from the top. I will be circling the room to watch each of you.
Mind if I show off a little? I've never had a legitimate shot at being a teacher's pet before.
Excuse me?
A teacher's pet to someone who is legitimately teaching me something? Not a teacher's pet to someone I'm marrying?
You're on thin ice, my love.
And I'm going to feed this adrenaline into my dance performance. Let's go! How am I doing?
Your beauty and your grace. You're making a weird face. Stop smiling like a possessed clown and just dance.
Okay. Oh, Sergei's looking. And jazz hands! Is he watching? Did he see me?
Bravo! Exquisite! Sensational! Never been done before.
Why, thank you.
Erin Wu, you have the grace of a principal ballerino and the rhythm of acclaimed tap dancer Ryan Gosling.
What?
Ryan Gosling? Weird pull.
Was he even watching me?
I was meant to be watching the entire class, but once my eyes fell upon you, I was unable to look away.
Now you're getting it.
Join the club.
Even this woman you elected to twirl, you elevated her from car wash inflatable to leave on the wind.
Now why am I in it?
We're asking ourselves the same question.
He didn't see my jazz hands.
But I saw them, pet of mine, and they were beautiful.
What's the deal with everyone and your brother?
He's been an attention black hole since we were kids.
Wasn't that hard for you?
Are you kidding me? I think people are annoying. If they were talking to Erin, they weren't bothering me.
At least you got attention from your parents.
Well, there are no family photos of me from ages 5 to 18 because those were the years Erin and I both lived at home.
What?
It's fine. Those were very ugly years for me, so it all worked out.
At last, we practiced the primary dance. Elegant, yet simple, yet not so simple that I trust you all to perform it properly. I speak, of course, of the waltz. Our two brides will occupy the center of the dance floor. Slowly, you will all waltz away until Elizabeth and Agnes...
Whoa, government names.
I feel like I'm in trouble.
...are the only two remaining on the dance floor. It will be beautiful, so long as you do not mess it up. Now, choose a partner, and I will be the one to dance the waltz with Erin.
But we're an even number. Now someone has to sit out.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't find a partner quickly, that someone will be you.
I know things are weird with us, but...
Yes?
Will you be my partner?
I thought you'd never ask.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Are you counting under your breath?
It helps me keep track of the steps. Elegant and simple, my foot.
Your two left feet, you mean?
I'm doing my best.
I know. But it hurts.
I don't know why I can't get this right.
You're trying to take the lead, but you have no idea what you're doing.
That's why I'm here, to practice.
And I'm sure with time, you'll get better. But for now, things would be easier if you just let me lead. There. Now just follow me.
Look at those two.
Have you ever seen two idiots more in love? We don't count because we are very, very smart.
Next save.
Are those two broken up or not? Because the way they're waltzing is very, how you say, not broken up.
They dance the waltz beautifully, but you are still beyond compare, Erin Wu.
Yeah, I've heard it all before.
I miss this.
This? We never danced together before.
Not the waltzing. This. Just being in the same space with you without one of us being hurt or mad.
I've missed it too. But things have been better since the truce.
I don't want a truce. I want you to be my friend again. We were friends, remember? Before everything got messy.
I remember. But you have a new friend now. With benefits. You have sleepovers.
There are no more benefits.
I only see you at dinners where you pass me seasonings, but he knows how you are.
I don't know how you are either.
Me? I'm learning how to skateboard, and found out Penelope thinks of me as a son.
She does?
Mainly because she once lost a son.
She did?
And she's been trying to rebuild him with her sentient science.
Of course she is. I'll file that away for later and hope it never comes up in court.
So...
So what?
Well, how are you?
Oh, I've been working.
Of course you are.
I started playing video games.
You did?
And Michael only started staying over sometimes because I didn't sleep at all after you left.
You didn't?
No. I shuffled around like a zombie, fell asleep at work. I made so many typos.
I'm sorry. I mean, good. Yeah, but I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. Not for taking out the code. You know I had to do that.
I know.
But I'm sorry I didn't try harder to understand you. I'm sorry things turned out like this.
What if we fixed things?
Did you hear that? Fixing things?
Oh my gosh, is this happening? Please say it's happening. I want our apartment back.
Fix things how?
We could start over. We could go back to being friends.
So you want to start way over? Like, back to the beginning?
Well, not all the way back to the beginning. I don't want to start any more fires.
Okay, you've still got jokes.
I still know what's funny to you. You miss me, yes? I miss you too, so much.
Do you miss me enough to move back in?
I miss you even more than that.
But does that mean you'll move back in with me, or...
Oh, yes, I would love to move back in.
Great, we're two just friends living together.
Did you hear them? What they say?
They're going to live together again.
Woo!
But only as friends.
Boo!
What the fuck does that even mean?
I think it means they're both fair game.
Aaron, do not do your heartbreak routine on my future in-laws.
Relax. They're both heartbroken anyway.
Aaron!
Sergey, hold me away from all this.
With pleasure.
He is so annoying.
Just remember... He's sitting next to my dad at the reception. Doesn't that make you feel better?
It really does. Thank you.
And hey, at least Leo will be leaving our apartment for Janine's house, even if they are just friends.
Just friends? Please.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I mean, look at them. It is not over.
Not by a long shot.
Do you think we should just tell them, hey, wake up, you're in love with each other?
They wouldn't listen to us. They have to figure it out for themselves.
I'm glad we got each other figured out.
Me too, baby.
You have a gift. Aaron Wu, please, would you join me in a life of dancing bliss?
We could... I'm busy. Bye-bye.
Oh. My heart. It's broken.
You'll heal. They always do.
Hey, Janine, can I borrow your friend for a second?
Sure.
Hello.
Hi. I've had my eye on you all day.
Really?
I can't blame you for not noticing. Crowds tend to form around me and obstruct the view.
Right.
Well, I heard you and Janine are just friends now. That's cute. Seems like a lie, but... still cute.
Well, what do you care if it's a lie?
I don't. I just said I think it's a cute lie. And I think that you're cute too.
Oh. Thank you.
The honor is all yours, I'm sure. Anyway, I was thinking. Want to be my plus one for the wedding?
But we both already have invitations.
Yes, but this will let everyone else know that we're off limits. And I need people to know that I'm off limits.
Why?
Sorry, have you not seen the chaos I left in my wake today?
I get it. This is what Infatuation Nation alums call the price of fame.
And I'm tired of paying it. Help me out.
I don't know.
You'll get to rub it in Janine's face that you're dating someone younger and hotter.
You're not hotter than Janine.
That is a sickening lie and a grave insult. You're perfect.
What about you? You don't mind that I'm still getting over Janine?
I love a challenge.
You think I'm worth chasing?
You seem innocent. I'd like to corrupt that.
I'm not that innocent.
Tell me more.
And jazz hands! Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Leo and Aaron. As always, heartfelt thanks to my beloved. But why isn't Sergei clapping?
We may not have been chosen by the theater or by Aaron Wu.
I'm not innocent either.
I want Aaron to corrupt me.
But we are still worthy of love.
You do realize your plus one is the human equivalent of a deadly virus.
Don't worry, I'm immune.
Life with Leo was created by Octavia Bray and is a production of Atypical Artists. This episode was written by Octavia Bray and directed by Shanae Howard, with sound design by Julia Schifini. It featured Octavia Bray as Janine, Maximilian Koger as Leo, Angelique Francis as Ellie, Jennifer Zhang as Aggie, Philip Jordan as Michael, Jay Lai as Aaron, Austin James as Sergei, with Emma Shajarko, Tom Minier, and Newt Shadalkati as the bridal party. For complete credits, please visit lifewithleo.com. Life with Leo is executive produced by Lauren Chivett and Octavia Bray, and assistant produced by Eddie Louise. Our art is by Carlos Garcia. Thank you to all of our Indiegogo backers for supporting the show, and thank you for listening.